Thank you, Alan. More news now, including a Norwich schoolboy raising thousands of pounds for the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, and a sports club run by volunteers faces a pensions penalty. But to start, the Freemasons show support for several Norfolk groups.
Six Norfolk groups have been handed thousands of pounds thanks to Freemasons. The boosts were provided by the Masonic Charitable Foundation, with 300 charities sharing in £3 million, with the public voting for the winners. It marked the formation of the movement's first Grand Lodge in 1717. In Norfolk, that meant Wyndham-based Star Throwers got £25,000. Norwich-based Stepping Stones received £15,000, and Great Yarmouth's Centre 81 received £6,000. Centre 81 runs a community bus service used by 500 regular passengers, as well as a skills and activities centre for adults with a range of disabilities. Chief Executive Diana Staines said, "We are absolutely delighted with this grant, which will help towards our running costs and hopefully will also raise awareness of our work." Home Start Norfolk, Norfolk Millennium Trust for carers and West Norfolk carers also got £4,000 each.
A Norwich schoolboy who wowed the judges on the talent show The Voice Kids UK has raised £6,000 for the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Perry Cook, aged 14, from Thorpe End, took to the stage on the show back in spring of this year, where he shared the story of how he raised thousands for charity. Now he is continuing his charity work with his first official public performance since his appearance on the show. The inspiration for his charity fundraising came after the death of his granddad, Kenny Cook, in 2012. Every year, on the anniversary of his death, Perry and his family have raised money for the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital with a charity party in their yard at Swanton Road, Norwich. The event, now in its fifth year, has raised more than £20,000 with performances from Perry and fellow Norwich artist Dominic Appiah.
A volunteer-run sports club in Norfolk has been left reeling after receiving a £52,500 fine from the pensions regulator, TPR. Norfolk Snow Sports Club is planning to appeal the fine, which is linked to staff numbers and can escalate daily until payment is made. The fine was imposed for breaching pension auto-enrolment scheme regulations. The club manager, Mary Wisby, said the breach was due to administrative oversights, which have since been rectified, and all staff affected have been fully remunerated. But she claims the fine could have a devastating impact on the club in Trouse, which is run by around 300 volunteers and 20 paid reception staff. "At the moment, we are looking at appealing the decision due to extenuating circumstances," she said. "We are a non-profit members club, so it's a massive fine to have."
A community centre is seeking the public's help to go solar. Trustees at the Silver Road Community Centre in Norwich say installing solar panels would help produce clean power, but would also secure the centre's financial future. And they hope the centre could become one of the first public buildings in the country to make use of a new system, which would allow the energy to be used even when the sun has gone down. The centre has been shortlisted in the M&S Community Energy Fund, through which £300,000 is available to support renewable energy projects. The community centre in Silver Road has applied for a £12,000 grant to install a solar power system on its roof. Trustee Matt White, who is leading the appeal, said, "This will enable the centre to produce its own clean power, while also providing an income to the charity for the next 20 years, from the government's feed-in tariff. The system is expected to save over 3,200 kilograms of carbon dioxide emissions every year, making the centre much more environmentally sustainable, not to mention financially secure. The centre opened 3 years ago after a six-year battle to save the building for community use when Norfolk County Council closed it as an old people's day centre. Mr. White added, "This project is the next step in our ambition to make Silver Road the city's most successful community centre."
One of the real champions of young people and the arts in Norwich has received a £500,000 funding boost, which will help it to continue its important work. The Garage in Chapel Field North is to receive the money over the next 3 years from the Youth Investment Fund. It will mean that the venue can offer even more opportunities for young people facing challenging circumstances and who may otherwise not have access to the arts. Adam Taylor, the Garage's executive director, said, "This represents a significant investment which will have a substantial impact on the depth and quality of the support we are able to provide to our growing number of participants, while recognising the quality and value of our well-developed approach to youth arts work." The venue first opened its doors in 2004 and has also put on classes for adults since 2011-12.
For seven centuries, St Andrew's Church in Eton has served its community and remains as close-knit as ever. Lying on the southern outskirts of Norwich, Eton has changed much over the last century or so. Housing estates have sprung up, roads have been built. Norwich has sprawled into the villages that once stood well outside the city boundaries. Once a small rural parish, today Eton is a suburban area of Norwich and home to thousands. But at its centre stands one of Norfolk's ancient churches, St Andrew's, in the heart of what is still known locally as the village. Today's vicar, the Reverend Phil Rodd, who prefers to be known as simply Phil, said, "A church has stood at the same site for nearly 1,000 years. He said, "Next year it is 700 years since the first named priest who was here at St Andrew's, Geoffrey de Botton." But that's not all. The church is also celebrating next year the 25th anniversary of the new church, an extension built to the original medieval thatch building.
Well, that's all from this part of Chatterbox. Please stay tuned for more news, as well as our second feature and information desk. But for now, it's goodbye from Jenny Pierce and from me, Rupert Hipwell.